When you haven't found love, it can feel like everyone else has. It's in every movie, every song, and all the PDA. Looking for love sucks. Thankfully, California Psychics can give you the guidance you need to find the one. We guarantee, if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. Visit CaliforniaPsychics.com and experience the joy of certainty. California Psychics.
I'm Bobby Finger.
And I'm Lindsay Weber. Our podcast, Who Weekly, is everything you need to know about the celebrities you don't. Think of us as your cheat code to People magazine, your glossary for Hollywood, a shortcut to understanding pop culture at large.
For the past 8 years, Who Weekly has been telling listeners everything they need to know about the celebrities they don't.
Who Weekly airs twice weekly with brand new episodes on Tuesdays and Fridays. Listen and follow Who Weekly, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's time to take command with former NFL tight end Logan Paulson and former Commanders beat reporter Craig Hoffman.
What's up? What's happening? Welcome in. It's the Take Command podcast. Logan Paulson there. Craig Hoffman here. Here, a hotel room somewhere in Los Angeles, an unidentified hotel room in Los Angeles, California, Logan.
Yeah, I mean, you're on vacation, living your best life, but you're still grinding it out, and I appreciate that about you. Just always putting the work in.
I'm just trying to honor like a Logan Paulson-esque work ethic. You know, you guys just know him for getting after it, no days off. So I'm leaning in. Like, this show is me and you, buddy, and you know, I got to lean into that. So that's what we're doing out here in California. We're talking about the Commanders. So that does mean that we're going to have to talk about this Terry McLaurin situation. The other thing we're going to do on the show today, after we talk about Terry here off the top, is we're going to do something I did on the radio last year, Logan, which was I ranked the top 10 most important Commanders. We did it over the course of like 10 days. You and I were going to do an express version. We're going to do it in 30 minutes. So we have made our list. We will go from – we decided we're a top-down podcast. So we will start at one. You'll never guess who that is. And then go on down. So with that said, though, I was sitting at this very desk, Logan, yesterday with not a lot to do early in the morning, West Coast time. And on my phone, the free – Odyssey app, bosses would be happy on that one. I got a little note. It's like Terry McLaurin talking to the media, and I was like, oh, I got nothing for a little bit. Let me listen on in. And what I heard was a guy who sounded pretty upset and pretty hurt. The things he was saying was not surprising. It's consistent with, I think, a lot of the reporting that's been out there. There's a clear disconnect. I think the part where he was most passionate was when he was talking about his age and making the case of why he believes he's worth what he thinks he's worth. And obviously there's a disconnect there with what the Commanders think, because otherwise there would be a deal. The other thing I thought was interesting is there haven't been talks in a while, including it didn't seem like there was a real effort to get anything done by the time minicamp rolled through. That seems a little weird to me, but also if you're like, no, I've heard of that before, I'm very easily convinced to back off of that. But I thought it was definitely interesting. I think Terry was very authentic. I think if I was Adam Peters walking around my office, I'd be like, damn it, just from like a public perception standpoint. But ultimately, like, it does come down to like, what is Terry asking for? What is his agency asking for? What is the team? And like, we still don't know those numbers per year. Ian Rappaport has said it's something in excess of 30 million, but like, is that 30.5 million or 34 million? Like, that matters. And then I think the big one, based off Terry's comments with his age and also thinking about what really matters to the Commanders 3 years from now, clean books to get the biggest deal in NFL history done with Jaden Daniels, hopefully, because that means he's continued to be awesome. I do feel like the length of the deal has to be a big factor here. So that's kind of where I'm at after listening to it yesterday. I have some questions I want to run by you in a second, but what were your kind of general thoughts after listening to Terry talk?
Yeah, man, I think it's always these negotiations are always tough, man, because again, it is, and Terry said it a bunch in the interview, it's all, you know, it's a business. And I think everyone, you always try as a player to push past that business element. You kind of say, I'm part of a team, and the team is always in opposition to business, right? Business is about maximizing the company, maximizing the revenue, maximizing opportunities for other players down the road, all those different things. And so in negotiations, like, things are said that aren't always pleasant to hear, you know, and I think that's tough. Like, I didn't have any like huge money deals, but I did a lot of 1 year deals, did 1 3-year deal, and stuff comes up and you're like, man, like, that's probably true, but I don't want to hear that, you know, about myself as a player, right? I don't want to hear.
Well, and also, right, you have an athlete's mentality of like, okay, even if that is true, like, I'll improve that. Like, pay me for what I'm going to be, because I know I can get better at that.
I can get better. And it's interesting, you know, like, I had a brief conversation with a coach about this once, and it's like, it's hard because like, you love the player. You're part of the team too, and you want the deal to get done, but also you have to kind of play the analytics game. And I only bring this up is because Terry brought up his age a bunch, but like, that's a huge factor in how teams work contracts and work contract language and years and total guarantee money, all that kind of stuff. So like, ultimately, like, I come down on this like with a lot of empathy for Terry, because it's hard. And not only have I gone through it, but I've seen friends go through it, teammates go through it. And ultimately, this is your livelihood. And I want you to get, as a player, like, what you feel you deserve. However, oftentimes that's at odds with the team, and the team is, it can feel very harsh, but again, they're just trying to be practical. So like, as much as it's hurtful, just try to remove all emotion from it and just kind of say like, this is business. Like, I've handled myself to the best. Like, I remember when I was in Atlanta, just to kind of as an anecdotal point, is that the negotiation was not going great. It wasn't like a lot of money. It was like, you know, vet men kind of, here's some bonuses. I got $100,000 bonus the year before, and I was looking for something similar, and they were kind of like, absolutely not. And they said some things in that I didn't think were very nice, because I played the last half of the year on a pretty significant injury. They were like, your film wasn't good, you're getting old, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, I played because you asked me to. Like, I could have just set out the rest of the year. And so I called Dan, and Dan was like, thanks for calling me. Like, I appreciate you calling me. And like, I understand what you did, and we appreciate it. And like, just know we value you, and we value what you did. And this is part of the process, right? They're going to try and save as much money as possible. They got to extend Hooper. They got to extend all these people. And so it's not personal. And so I think just trying to remind yourself of that as often and as frequently as possible is a huge element of this. And again, empathy for Terry. I understand how hard it is, and I want him to get everything he wants out of this. But just know the team, sometimes the team's goals are in slight opposition, and that can be difficult.
Right. And I have empathy for Adam too. And I can talk more about that in a second, but you know, I do think that it's very easy for fans to be like, especially they want to be mean towards you. I'm going to take the tact of being a fan that's being mean towards you, Logan. Well, Logan, you were the third tight end. Like, he's Terry McLaurin. He should get whatever he wants. And like, I will say, there's a part of me that agrees with that. Like, Terry has been the heart and soul of this team. He was a beacon of light during dark times for this franchise. And while that stuff happened before Adam was here and this front office and this coaching staff were here, and much of it before ownership was here, obviously the first year for Josh, when Ron's final year wasn't exactly fun for anyone, but like, the dark times were before Harris got here. Like, that doesn't matter, my guess, too much to them, but like, it does matter to Terry, and it does matter to fans, and like, that is hard. And so this is actually, in a weird way, like, where I kind of have some empathy for Adam, is that if you ask this question, right, this hypothetical question or rhetorical question, if Terry is still amazing at football, as he said, he's still a 4-3 guy. He's the guy that caught the NFC championship game slant and took it to the house, the screen, and took it to the house against Detroit. He said he's still 4-3 fast, and he said it with the confidence that that was a man that has been on a stopwatch recently. He hasn't missed a game in 5 years. If he's the heart and soul of the team, if he's done everything you ask, why wouldn't they just pay him? Well, do we think Adam Peters is smart? Do we think Adam Peters doesn't know these things? So, like, where's the disconnect? And that's where I have the empathy for Adam, and where I still will go back to, as much as like, I agree with all of the stuff that Terry says, and the thing that every fan's like, if I'm being honest, Logan, like, it should Terry probably, based off the pure market value of him as a football player, make $32 million a year? No. Would I, Craig Hoffman, general manager, pay him $32 million the next 2 years before I have to worry about that Jaden extension as a thank you for being Terry freaking McLaurin? Like, honestly, considering their cap situation, if I don't feel like I need that $2 million, which they definitely don't this year, I'd have to take a closer look at next year, but there are no major extensions coming up, I probably would do that. But then if that's all the case, and we also all agree in this Commanders universe that Adam Peters is really freaking smart, he's very good at his job, then what is being asked? Like, what is the disconnect? And that's what we don't know. And that is where, like, how your agent translates information to a player can affect how hurt they are, where, you know, what the conversations are. And, like, that DK Metcalf deal, like, if I'm Terry, I want more than that. But, like, that deal was a joke in many ways. Like, what the player understands about salary structures and cap structures, like, this is where it gets really hairy and the details matter. And where on some level, I think both sides can be right, even if they seem diametrically opposed.
Yeah, and this was interesting. We did a segment about this like weeks ago, like the highest player, highest receiver salaries based on whatever, annual value, whatever it was. And it was, and we went through it at the time. And I remember thinking like, this DK Metcalf deal is going to be a problem because like it is such an outlier. Because again, like you go through the list, it's like the guys you would expect to be the top eight highest paid receivers, it's almost that in order, if I remember correctly. It's very, very close.
Which do you want? I pulled it up. Do you want total value or average annual salary?
I think it's average annual. I don't remember. It was one of the ones. It was like a list where you're like, oh my gosh, like these guys all kind of make sense.
Actually, I think it was total value because here's your, it's like a game of which one of these doesn't belong here. Jamar Chase, Justin Jefferson, CeeDee Lamb, DK Metcalf is four. Yeah. Garrett Wilson, recently paid by the Jets this week, is five. St. Brown, Ayuk, Higgins are the top eight.
Right. And Higgins just got redone, right? So like it was, I remember thinking like those four dudes and then DK Metcalf to me is kind of in the wrong zip code at that point. And I like DK Metcalf as a player, but I don't think he's in that same pantheon.
AAV is bad too, actually, because DK's technically got 33 AAV, which is very high. But it's like the structure of his contract, for folks that didn't hear that episode, like that's not how the salary cap is actually going to work. And there is a chance that this turns into a two-year $60 million contract, even though on paper it is five for 135.
Yeah, so the reason I bring this up is because like the best receivers in football are the three guys at the four guys at the top of that list, probably AJ Brown. Yeah. I would put Amon-Ra probably in there too in some capacity, and then you could kind of argue who the next, I'm probably forgetting somebody, but who the next guy is, right?
Right.
And so the reason I bring this up is because, you know, Terry, if I'm Terry's agent, I look at it and I say, we are more valuable than DK Metcalf. Like just like full stop, no issue there, right? Like we've just been more productive, we've been healthier, we've been more quarterback agnostic, like we deserve more money than him. But if I'm the team, if I'm Adam, again, this is where the empathy for both sides is important, because I think Terry is doing what's best for Terry. Terry's agent has a really legitimate argument that he should be paid more than DK Metcalf. Like to me, it's not even a debate, but that's a bad deal. That's a bad deal for the team, the DK Metcalf.
Well, that here's the thing though. It's not a bad deal for the team. It's a good deal for the team that looks like a bad deal for the team on paper. And if Terry is by his agent, if Terry's agent isn't willing to explain that to Terry, Terry's going to be really hurt. But again, DK signed what could very well and almost very likely turn into a two-year $60 million deal. That is very different than four for 132 or five for 132, whatever it is. Like he's not actually getting 33 AAV. And that structure for the deal doesn't work for the Commanders. For the Steelers, they're planning on having a rookie quarterback contract that starts next year, right? So them stretching out DK's signing bonus proration money over the course of 5 years is a huge win for them because they can take these little cap hits 3, 4, and 5 years into the deal when DK is not on the team. That's the opposite of the Commanders, who have their rookie quarterback contract for the next 3 years. And then we'll have to sign the biggest, we'll have the biggest quarterback number on the books in the entire league when Jaden gets there. So like the structure and the total value, like the details really matter. And, you know, if I'm, that's why, like, if I'm Terry's agent, I'm trying to tell him, and if I'm Adam, I'm trying to get across, like, we'll give you more guaranteed money than DK Metcalf. Your, the deal, the money and the years and the cash you will see are likely going to be more than DK unless DK turns into a whole new player in Pittsburgh. But, like, he's getting cut in 2028 or 2027, whichever the year is. you're going to play out your deal here, and we want you to retire, Command.
I'm Bobby Finger.
And I'm Lindsay Weber. Our podcast, Who Weekly, is everything you need to know about the celebrities you don't. Think of us as your cheat code to People Magazine, your glossary for Hollywood, a shortcut to understanding pop culture at large.
For the past 8 years, Who Weekly has been telling listeners everything they need to know about the celebrities they don't.
Who Weekly airs twice weekly with brand new episodes on Tuesdays and Fridays. Listen and follow Who Weekly, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Commander.
No, I think that's it. And I think that's where the language of the deal is so important, and like how the money is being allocated is so important, and understanding that I'm not just trying to beat player X, in this case, DK Metcalf, right? Even though, like, and I understand, like, Terry's agent, like, if I'm looking at the sheet, you should be paid more than this guy. And so now let's go get paid more than that guy, all those different things, right? But as I empathize with Adam too, because again, like, we just talked about how the structures are going to be different. It's different for Pittsburgh than it is here in Washington. And if that's not being articulated well via the agent, or, you know, the communication's not where it needs to be, like that, and that's something we maybe should talk about more, because like one of the things that I always appreciated about my agent is that he did a really, 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 really good job of explaining the exact situation, the exact zip code I should be expecting to be in from a salary standpoint. And then, like, for contract structures, he's like, you deserve, like, I remember when I signed my 3-year extension in 2012, he was like, you deserve to be paid X. But because of these reasons, it was like 3 or 4 reasons. One of them, I was a restricted free agent. There was a bunch of different things, right? He's like, there's no way you're going to make that much money. So you need to like reassess your expectations. You're probably going to be in here. And so then when the number came in that they brought, and it was much closer to the number he said to expect, it wasn't quite as jarring and as shocking and as hurtful as it had been if he had just been like, we are expecting this amount of money, full stop. He kind of went through all the caveats and said, I actually think you're going to be in up here. And I think like that's helpful in these situations. And again, I don't know Terry's agent. I've never met him. I've never spoken to him, but you hear through the grapevine that he can be a little bit difficult. And I think this is one of the areas where it might be applicable. Right. So I think, again, like, this is a tough situation. I think ultimately they get it resolved. I want Terry to get everything that he wants. I want the team to get everything that they want. I just, knowing negotiations, like, this is part of it. I'm trying to think of a good example. It's like, basically, if you're up for a new contract at work, they're going to try and lowball you, and you're going to feel hurt. But here, the money numbers are so big, and you get to know everybody else's salary that has your same position. So it's like, well, this guy's getting way more than me, right? And it can make the process tough. So as a former player, I want the players to get a lot of money. This is what you're doing. And I want the team, because I'm a fan of the Commanders, to make good business decisions. And I think you articulated that really well, is that, like, I trust Adam. I trust that he's going to handle this. And this is the other thing that's important to know too. Like, I've interacted with Adam in these kind of settings, and he is a good person. He's not going to say things to be intentionally hurtful, right? Like, that's just not who he is, right? He cares about the person, and that's one of the things that makes him special. And that's not me talking. That's everybody that I've ever talked to who's known Adam. They say the same thing. So just understand,
it is you talking as someone who's been in that chair.
Correct. But it's like, Terry's a good dude. Adam's a good dude. And this is part of the friction of making these contracts happen. It's just part of it.
Yeah.
And hopefully it gets done sooner rather than later. But again, like, this is why it's difficult. And I just, again, I point to the DK Metcalf contract, because that is going to make it a little bit more difficult than probably needs to be, because there's this kind of outlier number here that if I'm Terry or his agent, I'm like, we need to be more than that. And if I'm Adam, I'm like, that's a bad deal. In the sense that it doesn't fit our current structure.
Right. You're looking at the wrong metrics of that deal. Stop looking at AAV. Stop looking at this. He didn't actually, like, yeah. So look at the total guarantees, which for DK, let's see, where did that go real quick? Let me just resort that column, hit the old backspace. Guaranteed at signing, DK got $60 million. Beating that, to me, for Terry, should not be that hard. So that's the number that I think I'd be looking at. You know, the practical guarantee, like, a lot of the, you know, guaranteed at signing, Amon-Ra St. Brown only got 34, but his practical guarantee is 77. So, like, DK was 60 and 60. Like, you can do the guaranteed at signing, here's a huge chunk of change deal, and also guaranteed at or the practical guarantees, and you can beat DK on those numbers, but you're not going to beat total value. You're not going to beat the average annual salary, which is the number that a lot of people care about ego-wise. And I, you know, Terry kind of talked about that. It was like, the money is how you they show that you care. It's not to me about getting extra money. Like, yes, I want to take care of my family for generations, but like, I'm not going to sweat an extra whatever. It's about being able to say, like, I'm one of those dudes. And I think that if he's too focused on that number and DK, then this is going to be a really tough negotiation. I don't know how you square that. But hopefully they get it done, because Terry is really important to the Commanders, which we're going to go now to just how important he is to the Commanders.
I'm Bobby Finger.
And I'm Lindsay Weber. Our podcast, Who Weekly, is everything you need to know about the celebrities you don't. Think of us as your cheat code to People magazine, your glossary for Hollywood, a shortcut to understanding pop culture at large.
For the past 8 years, Who Weekly has been telling listeners everything they need to know about the celebrities they don't.
Who Weekly airs twice weekly with brand new episodes on Tuesdays and Fridays. Listen and follow Who Weekly, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.